Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, you remember I didn't write this. A remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of the Sabbath has left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and had been like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained unto righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, the rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And the Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ, and they stumble over him. Even today, in the whole, in mass, the Jewish people reject Jesus Christ. There's no doubt about it. But notice in verse number 1 of chapter number 10, he continues that thought. Brethren, my heart's and desire to God for Israel is this, that they might be saved. Would you notice that? Look at verse number 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to obtain their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now, look with me in Romans, in verse number 17 of the same chapter. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? Didn't Israel know about this? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. He's speaking now of those outside of Israel, us Jewish people. Us Gentiles, okay? Outside my people, they sought me. Unto them I asked, and was made manifest unto them to not ask me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I've stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. Again, you see, God is still reaching out to his people, and even though they're rejecting. Now, look at the next verse. Verse number 1 of chapter number 11. I say then, hath God cast away his people? What's the next two words? Now, remember, I didn't write this. The Apostle Paul, who himself was a Hebrew of the Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin, his heart and his prayer and desire is that Israel would be saved. His heart goes out for his brother. They're Christ rejectors. He said, well, because they're Christ rejectors, is God going to cast them off forever? God forbid. And then he gives an example. For I also, it's a personal example. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. God hasn't cast them away. It's me. What now? Don't you know what the scripture says to Elijah? And he gives that example. How he maketh intercession to God against Israel. And you remember the story. He goes in there. How he went against Ahab and Jezebel and those prophets of Baal. And all that took place. And remember he went, Elijah. And he talks about this in the next few verses. He said, God, why don't you kill all Israel? Wipe them out. They've forsaken you. Lord, verse number 3. This is his prayer. They've killed your prophets, speaking of Israel, the Hebrew people. They've digged down thy altars. And I have left alone. I'm all by myself, poor guy. And they seek my life. Remember what God said, you're not the only one. There's a bunch of others who haven't bowed their knee to Baal. But, you know, this is what Elijah is saying. You ought to kill them all. Verse number 4, but what saith the answer of God unto Elijah? I reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if it is by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. Verse number 7, what then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for. Notice the next few verses. But the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, of sleep, eyes that they should not hear, speaking of Israel, and ears that they should not hear. And unto this day, when Paul was writing that, and is still applicable to this moment as we speak. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back. Now go with me to verse number 25. Much it goes on and it goes on. Because of time, let me read. And those other verses in between, by the way, is about the olive tree, how we're grafted in. Now, we ought to be grateful for Israel, and they were cast away for a short while, or they were put aside for a while, so that we as Gentiles now are grafted in to the family of God. And that's what those verses, following verses. Now, let's get to verse number 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. It's a mystery. What mystery? What he just explained. And I don't want you to be ignorant of it. I want you to understand these things. And today, people don't understand, even though Paul is saying, I want you to understand this mystery, how for a while, God's going to blind the eyes of the Israel, of people, of the Jewish people, until the times of the Gentiles come in. Follow this. Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Man, I wish I could. That's where people are today. They're wise in their own conceits. And I want to be real nice, so I'm going to be... We have a couple of visitors. Thank y'all for coming, by the way. And I want them thinking, there's a nice preacher in that pulpit, so I want to be real nice, all right? But yet, a lot of people are wise. They think they're wise in their own conceits. Disregarding, they'll pick a passage of Scripture and build that whole philosophy upon that, disregarding what the rest of God's word says about that subject matter. Okay. That blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And we're going to talk about that. When is the fullness of the Gentiles? When will that come in? So right now, Paul said that in part, blindness is in part has happened to Israel. That's what we see. It's only in part. That's what we see some what was commonly called Messianic Jews. There are Jews that are being saved, but not in mass. But it's in part. There's some, and we had one here a few years ago, a Messianic Jew. He believed in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but yet he was still a Jew. We won't get into that. That's what it means, in part, not in whole. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And notice this, verse number 20. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. By the way, who is he speaking of? Jesus. And shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Jacob is Israel, from Israel. For this is my covenant unto them. We're going to get into these covenants. And this is my covenant unto them. Remember, God's covenant doesn't rely on when it's unconditional. It doesn't rely on what you do or what I do. It's unconditional. I'm going to do this regardless of what you do. Are you following? And this is one of them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.